And a British election unlike any other that we've had in recent memory. Live on the WDEL Newsline from London, Associated Press London correspondent David Stringer. David, does it look to be anybody's to win up to the final moments here, or does the traditional third party dip out a little bit as people figure that one or the other party ought to go into power?
Well, it's been a very unpredictable election, Alan, and it still is, with just a couple of hours to go before polling stations open early Thursday. It's still looking like there'll be no overall winner, a situation Britain hasn't had since 1974. The latest thinking is that both the two main parties, the incumbent Labour Party and the main opposition Conservatives, they'll both be denied an outright majority.
Well, you know, many other parliamentary democracies have this kind of routinely, and yet for Britain it seems to be some great crisis, at least to some.
Well, of course, Britain has a different voting system. It's a first past the post or an absolute winner system, unlike many of Britain's European neighbours, where they have a proportional voting system. So it's uncommon. People don't know what to expect. As I said, the last time Britain had a hung parliament was 1974. So really, we've had people scratching their heads, working out what the process is, what happens if no one wins clearly on Thursday. And we've had others, the financial markets, some of the right-wing media, very, very spooked by the whole prospect. They fear there could be a run on the pound and a financial crisis.
Although, do you get a run on the pound necessarily, considering there's a run on the euro?
Well, I mean, two different issues. Clearly, Europe and financial troubles seem to go hand in hand at the moment. And that's a concern. If there's any signs of instability in the government in Britain, if there's any signs there'll be delays in tackling the record national deficit, that could spell trouble.
Let me ask you something that those of us in the Republic here would find fascinating, and that is, if there is no clear winner, if the parties are feuding and there doesn't appear to be a resolution, even some kind of a coalition, at that point, does not the Queen have the ability to intervene behind the scenes?
Well, it'd be nice to think, wouldn't it, that if the squabbling carries on, the Queen steps in. It isn't quite like that. There are conventions. And in the first instance in a hung parliament, the Queen will invite the incumbent, that's Gordon Brown, of course. He gets the first attempt at sealing a coalition or forming a pact to continue in office. If that fails, the convention declares that the Queen then invites basically the next guy in the queue. That'll be David Cameron. He's likely to have the most seats in any case in a hung parliament. He then gets the chance to form a government. But the Queen's role is strictly hands-off. She won't be involved in any of the negotiations.
Although you did have a governor general in Australia once upon a time in the 70s representing the Queen, who appeared to have more influence, but we won't go there. That's Australia. I got to ask you here in closing about the influence of the immigration issue. The New York Times has a story today suggesting that indeed immigration is one of those issues subliminally influencing the election, or maybe even more overtly. And strangely, you even got some Asian Brits or British people of Asian background who themselves are resentful of the Poles and some Eastern Europeans who have moved into the UK under the EU rules.
Well, we talked about this, didn't we, only a couple of days ago when Gordon Brown made a gaffe on the campaign trail after he'd been buttonholed on the immigration issue. It's an issue the parties have tried to avoid. And in large part, that's because in terms of immigration into Britain from allies in the European Union, there's nothing any government can do about that. That's down to European Union rules. So the influx of people from Poland and from other countries in Eastern and Central Europe, there's simply nothing they can do. People resent it. It's definitely an issue out there. It's one that could play tomorrow. Certainly people will be looking to certain districts where the far-right British National Party are standing. They'll be looking for any signs there that this really is quite a serious issue in Britain.
David Stringer of the Associated Press in London. Interesting times. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Alan.